Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity, one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We're talking about something this week with my newest board member, Craig Hill. And Craig, we're talking about a culture of honor. We're talking about changing the destiny of young people. But what I'm beginning to see is that, well, take me. If I do the right thing by my children, I not only change their destiny, but I change their children's 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 destiny, but I even do something more. I change my destiny no matter how old I am. So it's win-win.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, this concept of blessing, Sid, that we've been talking about this week, to speak what God says about a person, what I realized is this. Blessing coming from a father or coming from a mother settles something deep in the heart of every person. It answers two critical questions. The first question is, who am I? Am I loved? Am I valuable? Do I mean anything? Does my life count? And the second question, why am I here? What is my purpose? Do I have a destiny? Do I have a purpose? Or am I just taking up food, air, and water on the planet? And I think the reason many, many people don't feel a strong sense of purpose is they've never been blessed. Blessing is something that imparts a destiny, a settled sense of purpose and identity, and answers those questions, who am I and why am I here? As a matter of fact, here's an amazing thing. We see even in Scripture that Jesus himself didn't begin his ministry, didn't do one miracle, didn't preach one sermon until he received blessing from his heavenly Father. The voice came out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." You know, I believe that released something supernatural in Jesus to accomplish his destiny. If he needed that, how much more so every one of us?
And you know, so many people, because perhaps their parents have died, or because there's just no way their parents are going to bless them, they feel like orphans.
Well, that's
and that's why we put together a 2-CD series of some of the top Christians in America imparting blessing. Now, it's very important for a mother and a father to bless the children, but you point out there's something special about a father's blessing, and that's why these are all fathers that are blessing on this special 2-CD series.
Yeah, there's something that I think God intends for blessing to come from both a mother and a father, and primarily in the earlier years of life, mother is the primary one God is using. God is using a mother to create security, to create basic trust, to know that I can trust somebody bigger and stronger and smarter than myself, and that is mother. But then when we come into teenage years, mom steps off stage, dad steps on stage, and dad is the one that has the word of the Lord to release a boy to be a man and also to release a girl to be a woman. It's interesting, in every culture of the world, God put a ceremony at the time of puberty to release a boy to be a man and a girl to be a woman. Every culture has that except our North American-based culture. European-based culture, we don't have that anymore. And you know, the consequence of that, I've found, Sid, is that I meet many, many adult people who deep on the inside still feel like a little boy or a little girl, and that feeling does not go away with any age. When does a boy become a man? Is it at 16 or 18 or 21 or when he marries, when he fathers a child, when he gets a job, when he graduates from university? When is it? Nobody knows. One wise person said this, a boy becomes a man when his father says so. But what if the father doesn't know how to do that? What if his father never did that for him? What if the father's absent and a boy is growing up in a single—
Look how many families are single parent today.
Exactly. And, you know, here's an amazing thing. I was looking at the divorce statistics one time, probably 10 years ago here in America, as to— When's the most common time of divorce relative to the age of children? And it's a bell curve like most statistics, but the most common time is right before the time of puberty of the firstborn child. And I realized that is a strategy of the devil to remove the father from the house so that he is not available to impart that blessing which will release that boy into his destiny.
And you explained there are certain times, seven in particular,
yes,
where it's critical, and that's one of those critical times.
That's one of those critical times. That's exactly right. And what we're talking about in restoring a culture of blessing and a culture of honor here in our society, if you would have grown up in the days of Yeshua in the Hebrew culture 2,000 years ago, you would have naturally been blessed by your parents at every one of these seven critical times because it was just in the culture. You couldn't do it wrong. Whereas today in our culture, just this one time, for example, the time of puberty to release a boy to be a man or girl to be a woman, how much chance you might miss that in our culture? Well, a huge chance. How many people are going to have that happen? Not many. And yet in Jesus's time, in that Hebrew culture, how much chance that wouldn't happen for you? Almost zero. It happened for almost everybody. And so there's
Every Jewish boy would have a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And be welcomed into the adult community.
Exactly.
That is the passage right there.
Exactly. And that's a normal thing. That should be for everybody. And you know what we find today, Sid, is that many times people are cursed rather than blessed at the time of puberty or at other times. You know, many times parents impart Satan's message to their son or daughter and don't realize it. You know, one man told me this story. He said, when I was 6 years old and I was in primary school, I wasn't doing very well. And he said, I guess my dad wanted to motivate me, and my dad was a wealthy businessman. So what he did was this. He took me for a ride in his car, and he had a brand new Cadillac, drove me around town, let me sit in the back seat. And at the end of the drive, he said, son, I hope you enjoyed the ride because you'll never have a car like this because you're stupid.
Oh.
Now, that's a prophetic word. The
right.
problem is it doesn't come from God. It's an image of the devil for that young man. You're stupid. Now, what I think is an amazing thing, we were talking about this earlier in the week, Jewish people have a natural tradition once a week on Erev Shabbat, on Friday night, they gather their family together, and the father says something perhaps like this over his son. Son, you're not an ordinary boy. As a matter of fact, you've become a young man. And son, I want you to know you're not like other young men. You're a Jewish young man. That means you can expect to prosper because your God, his hand is upon you. You will be blessed. You'll be blessed in your education. You'll be at the top of your class. You'll be at the top of your profession. And son, I want you to know, I love you. I'm proud of you. Now, if a father says something like that to his son 52 weeks a year, some 18, 20 years that son lives in that house, that's a prophetic word that he's imparting every week, every week, every week. What will happen to that son? Exactly what his father prophesied.
That picture, that image inside, that negative inside will become a picture.
Yeah. And on the other hand, what happens if a father, let's take a young woman growing up, for example, she needs a blessing from her father to let her know you're beautiful. You're a woman. You're not a little girl anymore. You're attractive. Men will want to know you. They will want to be attracted to you. You don't have to run around and worry whether you'll be married or not. Any man would love to have you as his wife because you're beautiful. Who should impart that to her? Her father. What if he doesn't know to do that, so he never does? What will she do? She'll go and search for that affirmation, that love, and that blessing from other peers, from other young men her age. And she may dress in a provocative, promiscuous way. Suppose she does that and her father sees her going out of the house dressed in a provocative way. He may say to her, you're not going out of the house like that. Why, that blouse is way too low. Those jeans are too tight. There's too much skin showing in the middle. You go back upstairs right now, young lady, and change your clothes. Why you look like a prostitute. You keep dressing like that. I wouldn't be surprised if you're pregnant inside of a year. Now, whose image did he just impart? See, he cursed his daughter. That was Satan's vision.
And that was the last thing he even wanted to do.
Why did he do it?
Because his parents probably did the same thing.
Exactly. And not only that, because he's blind. he didn't know. Why is his daughter dressing in a provocative way? Because she's looking for blessing that he never gave her, and now he just imparted Satan's message, you'll be pregnant. Now, somebody's listening, and there's a woman listening right now, and your husband did exactly that to your daughter, and you're afraid. What's going to happen? Do you know that you can pray to nullify those words and to let your daughter know, no, that's not true. You're not going to be pregnant. That's not God's vision. You are beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with you. You can reverse those words by speaking the very words of God over your daughter. And if a husband, a father has done that and you're listening to this, repent. Ask your daughter to forgive you. Go to her and say, honey, the words I said the other night I know wounded you, and they are not the truth. You're not a prostitute. You're a beautiful young woman of God. I want to let you know I love you. I'm proud of you. There's nothing wrong with you. If you do that, you'll be imparting God's message, God's impartation of blessing, and that will change your daughter's life.
You know, you point out, Craig, that a parent's blessing will transform someone supernaturally, no matter what their age. They could be in their 80s. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And also, we have to talk about people whose parents have never blessed them and won't. And that's why we put together this 2-CD set called Soaking Up the Father's Blessing. I can see you. I selected my friends that I believe have a mantle of a father upon them, an anointing of a father upon them, and they will bless you, and you'll be listening to these tapes over and over until that forms inside of you. And then Craig's book, The Power of a Parent's Blessing, with prayers, how to, especially how to close those doors of curses. Some men have and women have been involved in abortion, and these are doors that have to be closed. The prayers are all there. We're making this entire package available to you for a gift of $35. Call or write today for The Power of a Parent's Blessing. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.